Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the blessed resurrection text from St. Matthew chapter 28, which Trey has read for us. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the heavenly gate opened, and the King of glory came down, be incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary. The King was born in the city of David, the little town of Bethlehem. Behold, even pagans came from the east, searching for him and asking, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Outside of Jerusalem, coming down from the Mount of Olives and riding on the male foal of a donkey, the King is being praised by all his followers, and they are crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." By the end of the week, their king was standing before a Roman governor who asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Then evil men mocked him, placed a royal robe of purple onto his bloody body. And since he is a king must wear a crown. So they wove a crown of thorns for him, and it was not gently placed upon his head in humble reverence. Within an hour, the King of the Jews, was cruelly nailed to a cross, with a sign being written and placed above him in three languages, announcing his royal title, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. 6 hours later, at 3 p.m, the king, after having paid the price for every single one of your sins and every single one of my sins, in thought, word, and deed, as we have just confessed, commended his spirit to his Father who is in heaven. And the king died. The king is dead. The king is dead. Mary, his mother, John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, and the faithful women at the foot of the cross knew the truth. The king is dead. The Roman centurion, who was in charge of the crucifixion and the soldiers, he could also testify, a pagan testified that the king is dead. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees, also were witnesses to the truth. As they took his body down from the cross, they knew oh so well, the king is dead. The church, you and I, we confess our belief that Jesus was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The king is dead. Yet, some 36 hours later, the day after the Sabbath, the first day of the week, on the first day of the week, as the light of the new day began streaming over the horizon, several women gathered together, and they were gathering supplies that they knew they needed to do their work, which was ahead of them. They then departed for the tomb. For Mary Magdalene, knowing where the tomb was, led them so that they could perform a very heart-wrenching task. Finish the proper preparations of a dead body. For they certainly knew, they knew the truth. The king is dead. Suddenly an earthquake, and an angel of the Lord descends from heaven. He rolls away the stone and he sits upon it. His appearance is like lightning, and his raiment is white as snow. And for the fear of him, the Roman guards who were there, they trembled and fell as if they were dead. But the angel said to the women, "Fear not. I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." Dearest ones, the message of Easter, the message of this Easter angel, is that Jesus, who was crucified, is not in the tomb. The message of this Easter angel is that Jesus died, that he has risen, just as he said, on the third day. This is the message of Good Friday and Holy Saturday. The message is, the king is dead. So therefore our proclamation today, here on this day of resurrection, isn't that the king is dead. Our message is, he is risen. Caught you sleeping, didn't I? He is risen. Yes, that's the proclamation today. And the church response is now, long live the King. Long live the King. Yes, long live the King. The good news is what we confess. And we confess that I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. The King is alive. The King is living. Long live the King. Well, I woke the babies up at least. Dear ones, all earthly kings or queens have died, or they will die. When they die, a proclamation will go forth. And that proclamation is, the king or the queen is dead. Which means eventually, another king or queen will succeed them. For instance, the day that Queen Elizabeth II in England dies, who by the way is the longest ruling royal in English history, when she dies, she will be succeeded either by her son or her grandson. When the crown is placed upon either Charles's or the prince's head, all of England will respond. All of England will respond by shouting, "Long live the king!" So it should be obvious to all of us that earthly rulers come and go. Just as kingdoms rise and fall, kings and queens will live and they will die. Never, never ever do these two statements, the king is dead and long live the king, do they ever go together? Except one exception. It was on a beautiful morning just outside Jerusalem, some 1,980 years ago. And a proclamation made from heaven loudly announces a change from the king is dead to long live the king. The king is Jesus. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And our king lives forever. Long live the king. Now that your Savior and your king has conquered the power of sin, the power of death, and the power of the devil. He lives and rules and reigns throughout all eternity. In just 40 short days, we Christians will celebrate the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King who is always, always with us and will never, ever forsake us. He is now enthroned in heaven, exalted at the right hand of the Father, and there He intercedes for you. Your King is interceding for you. How awesome is that? The ascension of our Lord is a day that we should circle. All of us should circle in great big gold circle. That is a special day for us Christians. And it's a day that we should actually be here celebrating that evening. For it is the day that our King ascends into His royal coronation. And now we await His second advent, for He has promised that He will come again, and with Him will be the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven. But until that day, He comes today to you with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven. You see, Jesus can do this. Because one day you and I we will see with our own eyes. We will see His royal title. We will see His royal name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's who Jesus is, and that's who He was and will always be, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We, His people, who believe and trust in Him as our Savior, as our Redeemer, as our Lord, as our King, should joyfully bend our knee and proclaim with our tongues, just as Buddy and Bo did last week, that Jesus is the Lord, that He is our King, and that He lives and reigns to all eternity. Yet, sadly, there are those who refuse to bend the knee. And there are those who refuse to confess with their tongue. You see, this is unbelief. Yet they will make their confession. The day will come when they will bend their knee. And they will confess with their tongue. It will be a confession. It will be a confession from sight. For then they will see the truth. And their confession from sight is not a confession from faith. And that's what will condemn them. It's not too late, dear ones. It's not too late to repent. To repent of your sin. To turn away from your sin. And to follow your King. For your King is living and ruling and reigning to all eternity. And by the way, repentance isn't that you repent right now. And then at 4 o'clock this morning, or 4 o'clock this afternoon, or the next day, you're back into that sin again. That is not repentance. That is disobedience. And that's not what a Christian does. So therefore, when people tell me that they have repented from their sins, and then that same afternoon, they're back doing it again, that is not repentance. They are dead in their trespasses and sin, because they do not understand what Jesus has done for them. They are not worshiping their King. They are worshiping themselves. And that's why so many will be cast into everlasting condemnation. They rather follow themselves than follow the King who has died for them, who has risen for them, who now is at God's right hand interceding for them. It's not too late. It's not too late in this age of grace to repent, to truly repent of your sin, to turn around, do a 180, and follow your Lord. And you will follow Him right into heaven. Thanks be to Jesus. You see, on the day that you do bow your knee and confess with your tongue, Jesus will say to you, He will say to you with His own tongue, "Come, O blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Great words of gospel, sweet words, words that ring in our ears and ring in our heart. For these are words of truth. They're words of love. But those who refuse, those who want to worship themselves, those who want to live in their trespasses and sin, their Creator, their King, their Savior will say to them, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Horrific words, words of law, horrific words of condemnation. But now on this day of resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whether we are a member of Zion or today we are a visitor, no matter how grievously you have sinned against your Savior, against your King, no matter how much you have offended God, no matter how long you have avoided the Lord and His church and the gifts that He gives to you freely here in His church, we still, yes, live in this age of grace. It's not too late. Repent of your sin. Sincerely confess your sin unto God your Father. And as the Easter angel announces to us, fear not. Fear not, loved one. For I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not in the tomb. For He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Forever lives our King. Forever lives our King. Forever lives our King. Hallelujah. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.